I'm Colin Singer, immigration lawyer and managing partner of immigration.ca. Canada Immigration News Articles, November 2016. Keep calm, there's plenty of room in Canada. The knee-jerk reaction of many Americans appears to be to start looking for a way out as Donald Trump shocked the world by beating Hillary Clinton in the U.S. general election. The Canadian government website of Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship Canada crashed, apparently under the weight of the number of Americans researching how they can make the move north before Trump makes the move into the White House. Immigration.ca's message to Americans is clear. Canada's doors are open to the right kind of new permanent residents. So if you are serious about wanting to move here, your options are laid out as follows. The good news is the Canadian federal government has just announced plans to maintain record immigration levels in 2017. In fact, Canada will welcome up to 320,000 new permanent residents next year, as it will do in 2016. Justin Trudeau's Liberals plan to use immigration to tackle an aging demographic and a shrinking labor force, with the number of newcomers set to rise gradually in the coming years. But that does not mean anyone can pack up and move to Canada. You need to fit into one of the categories the government is looking for, such as skilled worker, business professional, family reunification, or as a temporary international student. For many, the international study route is the best pathway to Canada. Here are your options. First, technology talent. If you are a highly skilled technology professional, then you are exactly what Canada is looking for. In response to feedback from businesses across Canada, the government has just announced plans to launch a fast-track visa early next year to allow approved employers to bring in new personnel in 2 weeks, where the previous standard was in more than 6 months. Big-name firms such as Shopify and Hootsuite applauded the government's initiative announced by Finance Minister Bill Morneau. Technology gurus are some of the world's most sought-after talent, and most usually end up in Silicon Valley. But if you are one of them, and America is no longer an option following Trump's victory, Canada is listening. Innovation Minister Navdeep Bains made it recently clear that Canada believes it can benefit from the rising tide of protectionism across the world, and that was before the U.S. elected Trump. With Brexit rocking Europe and Trump coming to power in America, Canada's relative stability sets it apart from traditional immigration rivals. The details of the new visa are being worked on by the Canadian government, with a full rollout expected in the early spring. Second category is other skilled workers. Canada's decision to maintain high immigration levels also saw a recalibration of where those new permanent residents will come from. After a drive to welcome thousands of Syrian refugees in 2016, those numbers are set to fall in 2017, while the number of skilled workers is slated to rise significantly. The result should be that it becomes easier to get into Canada through the point-based express entry system. Through this system, candidates are selected and issued invitations to apply for the main immigration programs. The planned increase in skilled worker immigration in 2017 should mean the number of points needed under express entry will fall quite dramatically. The two most recent express entry draws, which happen roughly every 2 weeks, saw record numbers of candidates receive invitations under falling ranking scores. The gold standard under express entry is a job offer backed by a positive labor market impact assessment, but with the qualifying score set to drop, it will become increasingly possible to gain entry to Canada without the need for either. The third main category is international students. Canada has some of the best universities in the world, and they are always looking to grow their international student populations. Immigration Minister John McCallum said recently that he would welcome a doubling in the number of Chinese international students who study here, and there is no reason why that should not apply to Americans. In what could be a game changer for international students in Canada, the government is about to make it much easier for them to stay in the country after they graduate. Qualifications from Canadian universities are going to be given significantly more points under the Express Entry system, as Canada sends a message that if international students want to live here after they graduate, they will be able to do so. The provinces have also started targeting international students. A recent round of invitations to apply issued under the British Columbia Provincial Nominee Program was dominated by foreign graduates. Meanwhile, Nova Scotia issued an ambitious plan to target international students to boost immigration numbers in the Atlantic province. Alberta has seen numbers jump 40% to 18,203 for the period 2015-2016, and from 13,145 in 2011-2012. In Manitoba, the numbers have almost doubled in the time between 2011-12 and 2015-16. Saskatchewan also saw a very significant increase. A fourth main category is business immigration. High net worth individuals have several options for Canadian immigration through investment, provided they have about $500,000 or more in personal assets. Quebec has the most popular provincial investment immigration programs. It is the only passive investment program. You can consider the Quebec Immigrant Investor Program or the Quebec Entrepreneur Program if you want to invest your way into Canada. Once you have permanent residence, you can enjoy freedom of mobility throughout Canada. Alternatively, each of the provinces has its own investment immigration programs. The federal government is currently conducting a review of all of its immigration options, and immigration.ca has called for a revamped federal investment program to attract ultra-high-net-worth individuals. Immigrants to Canada have access to one of the world's most competitive tax regimes for starting a new business. An important advantage enjoyed by business owners is a low tax rate applicable to active business income earned in Canada. This is called the small business deduction. A fifth important category is provincial immigration. Each of the Canadian provinces has its own immigration programs designed to fulfill labor market needs on a more local level. This means they also have their own set of targeted professions, ranging from skilled trades to technology talent. The provinces also have access to the express entry pool through further specific immigration programs. And finally, the sixth main important category is for family class. If you have family north of the border, you could have a ready-made option for immigration. The Canadian government has made family reunification one of the priorities of an ongoing overhaul of our immigration system. Spouses and common law partners should find it significantly easier to move to be with their loved ones following changes in the rules on the age of dependents and the removal of conditional permanent residence. Canada is also preparing to accept 10,000 new applications to sponsor parents and grandparents beginning January 3, 2017. These places were filled quickly in 2016, so it is important to get organized and have your application ready to submit when the program opens. The next step. Whether you are still only considering moving to Canada, or whether you have already made your decision and you're already packing your bags, the most important advice is to first visit the country. Each of the provinces has its own unique identity, not to mention different labor markets, laws, and cultural identity. If it is Nova Scotia, Quebec, Ontario, or Vancouver, British Columbia, that sparks your interest, then have a look first before you make the move. To keep your options open, plan trips to two or three of the provinces so that you can get a feel for exactly how different they really are. Finally, it cannot be overstated that a very important consideration is the job market. candidates who secure a hiring sponsoring employer are practically assured of being approved for Canadian permanent residence, which is our version of a green card. Visiting and meeting with some employers could help you on a crucial step towards moving to Canada.